in the New Testament of Jesus, in Jesus there is no male or female. In the ultimate sense of things, there is neither.
It would have to be. I mean, if Jesus represents the source of our being, we are all, as it were, thoughts in the mind of Jesus. So he is the Word that has become flesh in us, too.
You and I would possess characteristics that are both male and female.
Well, actually, the body does. And in that yin-yang figure from China, you know, in the dark fish or whatever you want to call it, there's a light spot, and in the light one, there's a dark spot. That's how they can relate. You couldn't relate at all to something that of which you did not participate, into which you did not participate at all. That's why the idea of God as the absolute other is a ridiculous idea. There could be no relationship to that which is absolute other.
But the question arises, discussing the male-female principle, the virgin birth, the spiritual power that gives us the second birth. The wise people of all time have said that we can live the good life if we learn, in fact, to live spiritually. But how does one learn to live spiritually when one is of the flesh? Remember, Paul said the desires of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh. How do we learn to live spiritually?
Well, that was in ancient times and in primitive times, the business of the teacher. He was to give you the clues to a spiritual life. That was what the priest was for. Also, that was what the ritual was for. A ritual can be defined as an enactment of a myth. By participating in a good, sound ritual, you are actually experiencing a mythological life. And it's out of that that one can learn to live spiritually.
These stories of mythology actually point the way to the spiritual life.
Yes, you've got to have a clue. You've got to have a roadmap of some kind. And these are all around us. They're here.
And the roadmap to which the goddess stories are pointing is the map of elevating the spiritual to an equality with the physical so that you live in union with those two.
Yes, there you come to the real sanctity of the earth itself, because that is the body of the goddess. When Yahweh creates, he creates of the earth and breathes his life into it. He's not there. She's there. Your body is her body. And there's that kind of identity.
Well, that's why I'm not so sure that the future of the race and the salvation of the journey is in space. I think it is well right here on Earth, in the body, in the womb of all of our being.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, when you go out into space, what you're carrying is your body, and if that hasn't been transformed, space won't transform it for you. But thinking about space may help you to realize something.
You certainly thought about space in this wonderful passage. You're describing a page out of the National Geographic Atlas of the World, but you read this and something happened to you.